Take care. Appreciate you. You too.
Philip Sample, Peter, these urgent care. Today's date is 06/30/2022. Dictation is for Leocadia Guerrero. Guerrero spells G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. Leocadia spells L-E-O-C-A-D-I-A. Date of birth is 12/09/1958. This is a 62-year-old young lady here with pay into both feet, period. Next paragraph, patient denies trauma. She says she was seen in the past for this issue, had some x-rays done. X-rays were normal, but says she continues to have pain at the bottom, on the plantar surface of both feet, worse, especially when she wakes up and makes her first step. She described pain as sharp. Said pain is approximately 6 out of 10 increases with in the morning when she makes her first step, period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports blood in her stool. She says she has a history of hemorrhoids and thinks she might have hemorrhoids again. Also stated that she has a history of constipation and has been constipated quite in the last week or so. And notice when she has a stool, a bowel movement, the stool is hard and will result in bleeding, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 148/78, pulse 56, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, period. Next paragraph, bilateral feet. She has significant lateral deviation of both feet. Patient walks almost on the lateral surface of her feet. There's tenderness diffusely on the plantar surface. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present, regular rate and rhythm. Sensation is normal. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion. No rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. There is no guarding, period. No visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, clear and alert, 3-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is B, bright red blood per rectum. Assessment number 2 is severe foot deformity. Assessment number 3, plantar fasciitis, period. Next paragraph. Today, patient was given a consult request to see a GI doctor to assess her rectal bleed. And she was also given lactulose and given instructions on how to take lactulose. Period. She was given Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, one pill daily for pain. Patient was given a prescription for a medical shoe for both feet. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.